Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. On the first day Jonah started into the city, he proclaimed, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. The Ninevites believed God. They declared a fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. The ancient city of Nineveh was known for its cruelty and violence, its singular lack of respect for God and for human life. When you consider the daily news of our nation, the kind of entertainment popular here, the continuing slaughter of the unborn in the United States, if the comparison with Jonah's Nineveh is not completely apt, certainly there are shocking parallels. Certainly there is a need for repentance in our country. And notice how this came about in Nineveh, this turning from self to God in sincere sorrow over personal sin. It wasn't from the top down. It began with individual citizens whose sincere actions finally influenced that nation's leader.